Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Lamed Hey. We left off in the middle of Sif Aleph. We left off on the top line of page Kuf Mem Tes, which is the page following 296. But let's begin again the beginning of Siman Reish Lamed Hey. 296, second to last line. Zman Kriya Shema Balaylo Mishas Yitzia Shlosha Kochavim Ketanim. The time of Kriya Shema at night is when three small stars come out. We saw the Mishabura that says really it's three medium stars, but it's too risky, so we say three small stars. And if it is a cloudy day and it's hard to tell, one should wait with Kriya Shema until the doubt goes out of his heart. And if he read Kriya Shema too early, he goes back and repeats Kriya Shema without the brachos. And now we continue on page Kuf Mem Tes, top line. If the minyan is davening early and they're reading Kriya Shema while it is still day, yikra imohem Kriya Shema, you should read with them the Kriya Shema uBirchoseh and the Birchos Kriya Shema viYispal Imon. You should have Marv with them. UKishiyagiyaz Man, and when the Tzeisa Gochavim comes, when the time comes, Kore Kriya Shema below Brachos. You repeat Kriya Shema alone without the Brachos. So the Mechaber here tells us that the Tzibur is davening early. You daven everything with them, and you repeat Kriya Shema later. The Ramos says, Umiya whoever lo yachzor viYispal al Balayla, but don't go back and daven again at night. Even though the tzibur davened very early before the night, as long as we'll see that it's after plag, then you should not go back and repeat Shmoneh Esrei again. Unless you are a person who acts very much in a way of precious and chasidus, then it would not appear gaivedik, the fact that you're going back and repeating Shmoneh Esrei. We'll focus on this Ramah later on in the Shir. We'll see the Mishabura, and we'll Mirtz Hashem, we'll see a Ber Halacha as well. So we're going to pick up in the Mishabura in Sivkotan Ches. The fifth line on page Kuf Mem Tes, Vimatzibur, the Tzibur is davening early. Vahi Osin came Bipneat Chak, and they were daven earlier because of a pressing situation. Shekama Pa'omim Ilu Hayu Mamtinim Bitfilas Arvis Atzeisa Gochavim. Because sometimes, if the tzibur would wait to daven Ma'ariv until after tzeis, haya kol echad holeich lebeiso, everyone would go back to their houses. V'lo hayu misbalim b'tzibur, and they wouldn't daven b'tzibur. Shetorach lehem lis asev od, it's a big burden to gather again. V'gam ika amei ha'aretz tuva, there are also many amaratzim. D'ilo yisbalu b'tzibur, lo hayu misbalim klal, that if they don't come back to daven b'tzibur, they're not going to daven at all. The Alkain Somchen Asman Al Das Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, they rely on the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that we've been discussing. Shesvirle that he holds, and he plaga mincha lamala nechshav arvis lis balot filas arvis. Rabbi Yehuda holds plaga mincha is the cut off between the day and the night, and after plag, you're ready to let it have marith. Kedisel el simin reish lamid gimel. The shari lasos came b'shas atchak. We said you can rely on the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda to daven marith after plag b'shas atchak. Since it's already considered nighttime, lagabe tefila, according to Rabbi Yehuda, hayam and hagam shayu karen oz gam kein kriya shema. So the minhag was they also said kriya shema. Then the af shehu de lo kehilchas al rav poskim, even though it's not really correct according to most poskim to be saying kriya shema after plag, but that was their minhag. Since already it's a time that you could daven Shmoneh Esrei lefi Rabbi Yehuda, they also said kriya shema and the brachos as well. So if one is in one of those situations, so he said, Yikra imoim kriya shema, daven marav with them, say shema, the bracha, Shmoneh Esrei, everything, and then repeat kriya shema later. Says the Mishabuz of Katan Tes, Yikra imoim kriya shema, v'lo yechavein oz lotzei sidei chovas kriya shema. But you should not have in mind that you're being yotzei your chiv of kriya shema with the kriya shema that you're saying after plag. Ki im b'kriya shnia shekarei achaka bizmano. Rather, when you're repeating Kriya Shema after Tzeisa Gochavim, the proper Zman, that's when you should be mechavin that you're being yotzei your achiyav of Kriya Shema. Sivkotan yuru birchosev yispal limohim. Again, the after plag minyan, you do everything with them, you say birchos Kriya Shema, and you daven with them kidei lismo ke'ula tefila. That way you can be some ke'ula tefila. Vigam lehispal limat tzibur, and that way you could daven with the tzibur. And when it gets later, the proper Zman, after Tzeisa Gochavim, you will repeat Kriya Shema. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Aleph, Ukshiyagiyas Man Kore, Dai Sheyurkirishte Parashios Harishonos. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, it's enough when you repeat Kriyashma after Tzeis to only repeat the first two paragraphs of Kriyashma. Kevon Shehizkir Yitzias Mitzrayim Vesakneses. Since you already mentioned the third parasha of Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Shul, then the Hidul Inya Kriyashma Voyotza Bazehaz Man Mishum Deakati Lazman Shchivahu. Granted, the first two parashas of Kriyashma, you are not Yotze by davening earlier, because after plag is not yet the Zman of lying down. However, L'inyan Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shonu Muchuyovim Lahaskir, Balayla Yotze Bazehaz Man. When it comes to mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim, where there's no lotion of Shchiva, Lagabe that, so you can be Yotze and rely on the third parasha where you mention Yitzias Mitzrayim already when you daven Mariv early. So you only have to repeat, according to this, the two first parashas of Kriyashma. That is what the Magen Avraham says. Avol, Bishagas Aryeh Herich Umasik. The Shagas Aryeh speaks at length about this, and he calls it Maskona. The Yerei Shamayim Yeshol Yisrael Likros Kol HaShosha Parashosha Kriyashma Achav Tizuk HaChavim. He says that a Yirei Shemayim, when who fears heaven, should repeat all three parshios, and we know that is our minute that we repeat all three parshios of Kriyashma. Sivkotan Yud Beis, repeat Kriyashma below brachos. The ain kedai lismoch al hakriya shekore al mita. So many people ask this question: can I rely on the Kriyashma al mita that I'm going to say? It's not the Mishabura. It's not kedai. He doesn't say you can't, and we'll see later that it does work. But it's not kedai, says the Chavetz Chaim, to rely on the Kriyashma that you're saying al mita. So afilu im minhago likros kol hashalosh parshios. Even if your custom is to say all three parshios al mita, so. Because you have to have kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyashma. Kedela'el b'simen samach, like we saw earlier in Hilchos Kriyashma, simen samach. U'kriyashma sh'al mitaso ein anu mechadim l'shem mitzvah. And when we're saying Kriyashma l'amito, in general, our kavanah is not l'shem the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Ki'im l'havriach hamazikim. Rather, we're doing it having in mind to chase away the damagers. We're doing it for protection. We're not doing it for the mitzvahs asay of Kriyashma. Va'oid, and furthermore, Shafilu imneima de'ein tzara kavana lotzeis ha-mitzvah asay. Even if you want to say that you do not need kavana to be yotze your mitzvah daraisa, tzarech alko ponem kavana salei l'kabel olav ol malchu shemayim memora. But you certainly need, at the very least, kavana in your heart, mekabel on yourself malchu shemayim with fear. Uba'usa shal mitaso ein mechavin lazeh. And that again is not your mindset when you are saying Kriyashma Lamita. Therefore, says the Chavetz Chaim that when you daven early and you are repeating Kriyashma at night, you should not say the Kriyashma Al Hamita as your Kriyashma, even if you see all three parashios. It should be an independent Kriyashma. V'hinei bizmanenu nogu rov holom likros Kriyashma ulespal achar tzitzak ochovim kadin. Nowadays, the minog of most people is to say Kriyashma and daven Maariv after tzitzak ochovim, which is the proper thing. Miu, however, be'ezem mikomos b'botei knesios, in some places in shul, yesh adayin minhag hayoshen, they have still the old minhag, shemispalin tekev achar mincha, that they daven mariv right after mincha, af shul mibod yom tzas, even though it's a little bit still daytime. V'hamispalo b'mikomos ha'elu, one who davens at such a place, Yire lachzor velikros kriyashma kishyagi hazman. He has to make sure, again, that he repeats kriyashma when it becomes tzitzak ochovim. Ulefachos yire likros kol ha-parshios al mitaso. Here he says that, at the very least, you should read all three parshios on your bed, kadin properly, v'yechavein lotzeis bazeh ha-mitzas ha-seishal kriyashma. So even though the Chavetz Chaim first says one should not rely on that because that's not a normal kavanah, but one can certainly do that, but he should have the kavanah to be yotze his mitzvah of kriyashma bedafka. He should have that intention. Ube'ezim mekomos yesh minog shavasikin einan korin kriyashma matzibur. In some places there's a minog that the people who are vasikin, doesn't mean davening vasikin in the morning, it means the zealous people, the shtarka people, they don't read the Kriyashma with the Tzibur when they're davening too early at night. Elashoskin at Shmon Esrei. Rather, they are silent until the Tzibur gets to Shmon Esrei. Umispalan imohim. Because the Shmon Esrei, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could daven after plag. So they don't say Kriyashma, they don't say Birchas Kriyashma, they just say Shmon Esrei the Tzibur. Umamtinin achar hatfila at seisa gochavim. And then they wait after davening till the stars come out. The korin kriyashma uberchosea. And then they say kriyashma with the brachos. The ein choshishin lesmichas geula tfila. And they are not concerned for the fact that they do not have smichas geula tfila in this situation. The gam minog zed niska b'divi ha-kadmonim. This minog is actually brought down as well in the words of the kadmonim. I am the Beis Yosef. Va'ayin mashik asadnu l'el b'simen reish lamed gimel sev alba mishabura va'ashrei ha-mispalo marav bizmano b'tzibur. Praiseworthy is the one that davens marav in the right time with the tzibur. Va'ayin mashik asadnu l'bi arlocha b'shem ha-maisa rav. So if you look at the top of your arlocha, he writes that v'maisa rav o'sam v'chei kosov demutav l'hispalo arvis bizmano b'yochid. It is better to daven marav after tzeis ha-gochavim in the right time by yourself. If you can't gather 10 people at that time, says the Gra, it's better to daven marav by yourself after tzeis ha-gochavim than daven earlier with a minyan. The af b'shabbos daitu shom sheisbal b'zman adafka. And even on Shabbos, the Gra holds that you should also daven b'dafka b'zman. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Kodin Yigimel. Now we get to the Ramah. The first Mishnah Berurah on the Ramah, Sifkot and Yigimel, says, Ayin Bir Alocha, which I would like to do. There's a lengthy Bir Alocha, but it's a very important Bir Alocha. We'll first finish the Mishnah Berurah and then we'll come back to it, Bez Hashem. Sifkot and Yudalud. We said, even though you're going to repeat Kriya Shema later, don't repeat Shemon Esrei. Afal Pisha Tzibur Makdimin Harbil Fe Laila. Even though you're davening Shemon Esrei very early, do not go back and repeat Shemon Esrei. Askomas Aposkim Hu. The agreement of the Poskim is, the main thing is not to be davening Shmoneh Esrei for Marah before Plag. Then hiktim, if you daven Marah before Plag, lo yotzei, you're absolutely not yotzei, lo b'kriya shma, u'bir chosel, v'lo b'tfilu kuyamwe. Not yotzei according to anyone. Not kriya shma, not the brachos, not Shmoneh Esrei, you're absolutely not yotzei Marah if you daven before Plag. If you did accidentally daven before plag, you have to go back later and repeat everything. Birchas Kriya Shema, Kriya Shema, and the Shemoneh Esrei. Va'afilu miplag ha-mincha ulamala. And even if you daven after plag, eino elu l'mishe espal mincha kodem plag. That only works if you daven mincha that day at least before plag. Avol l'espal mincha umar v'achar plag. But to daven both mincha and marv after plag before you get to the nighttime, have a tarti the sasri adodi, that again is a stira, and that is not allowed. Sifkotan tezvav de Oslo milsi kiyura. However, if you are a person who is rogul in precious and chasidus, and you want to go back and repeat Shemon Esrei, so that will not look like gaiva. Avol, masha chose vikore kriyash malo milsi kiyura. We only discuss gaiva when it comes to Shemon Esrei. However, when it comes to repeating kriyashma, we do not say that it looks like gaiva. The le'inyan kriya shma kimat kol ha-poskim maskimim dizmanu humi teza gochavim. Kimat all the poskim agree that kriya shma dizman is by teza gochavim, so to repeat it is still not gaiva, you're just keeping the ikar halacha. Mashen kein tefila, according to Rabbi Yehuda, after plag ha-mincha, that's already a zman of tefila, and the ovid kimat ovid ovid kimat ovid, so there, if you can go repeat it again later, that would be gaiva. Kosu ha'achronim la'achronim, right? Misha noeg likros kriya shma ulespal b'tzibur b'zmano. One whose minog in general is to say kriya shma and daven marav with a minyan after tzeis ha-gochavim. Ukeshahaya b'tzibur shekornim esvalim b'od yom. He happened to be in a shul where there was a minyan starting to daven while it was still daytime. Ta'o v'hischil b'birchas kriya shma. He made a mistake. And he forgot that he usually davens later and he joined the minyan and he started birchas kriya shma before it was nighttime. Yigmor habrachos im ha-kriyashma ad Shemon Esrei. He should continue what he is saying, say all the brachos kriyashma with the kriyashma up until Shemon Esrei. Kedei shelo yia brachal vatala. That way the bracha that he started is not a brachal vatala. He says all brachos kriyashma with the kriyashma. Aval Shemon Esrei lo yispali mohim. But the Shemon Esrei he should not say with them. Ukeshiyagiyaz ma kriyashma. And when it comes later, after tzeis, this man of kriyashma, yikra kriyashma below brachos, he should repeat kriyashma again, this time without the brachos. V'yispalel im atzibur, and now we should daven with this tzibur that is in the proper zman. V'afal gav da'al shav eno somegulut tefila. Even though now he's not repeating the bracha, so he's not gaining smichas ul tefila, it doesn't matter. The tefila bizmana odif mi smichas ul tefila. Davening in the right zman is more important than smichas ul tefila. So therefore, better to hold off of the Shmoneh Esrei till later, daven in the Iker Zman, not to daven earlier at the incorrect zman, not the Iker Zman, and chab smichas ul tefila. That concludes Sif Aleph, but I want to see a very important bi'aloch over here. And that is, he's bothered by this Ramah. The Ramah said a funny thing. The Mechaber said, if you daven Maariv early, Kriya Shema, Birchas Kriya Shema, Shmoneh Esrei, so then when it comes after Zezek Ochavim, you should repeat Kriya Shema. Then the Ramah says, but don't repeat Shmoneh Esrei unless you are a big tzaddik. You're rogil, bishar, precious, v'chassidus, then it won't look like gaiva. Otherwise, it's gaiva to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. So says the Be'alocha, the Maskel, miyu lo yasar v'yispalil. Haloshen v'gumgum, this loshen is a little bit messed up. Since you davened with the minyan l'chatchila, mishum de'ain filoso shel adam nishmas eli matzibur, because you know you're supposed to daven with the minyan, that's when the minyan was davening, so you davened in order to chab b'tfila b'tzibur, pshita shelo yasr v'yispalol, mishum brachal v'tal, of course you're not going to daven again, it's a brachal v'tal, you were yotzei Shmoneh Esrei already. You davened after plag, what's the tzad to say that you're going to daven Shmoneh Esrei again later? What are we talking about over here? Va'oda, furthermore, demanded rugil b'precious, someone who is rugil to act in a way of precious, heichi sharile lachzor luspalo. How is he allowed to daven again? We just daven marv once, we don't daven twice. So he says, two pshatim. Number one, efshir kavanoso k'moshikos of Rav Hai. It could be what the Ramah means is like Rav Hai gon, that's born in the Beis Yosef. Sheyesh nohogim lispali matzibur tefilas nedava. Some are knowing when they're davening early, like after plag, they daven with the tzibur, but they have in mind that tefila should be nedava. V'achakach bizmanim ispalil o tefilas chova. And then when they daven in the proper time, they daven again, and that's l'shem chova. The cost of Beis Yosef to bazet tzoruch sheyeh makir asmo sheyeh zoyer v'zorev v'kavona. As we know, a person who's going to daven in a nedava ever has to be holding on a certain level, so that's what it means over here. V'lozeh efshir kivin hacha be'agav. Maybe that's what the Ramah means over here. To repeat Shmoneh Esrei, the first one was in a nedava, the second will be a chova. You have to be on a certain level of precious chassidus to daven in a nedava. This is how the Levush understands. This doesn't make so much sense. If you look at the sources, the Mordechai, the Gos Maimini, the Chumas Hadeshim, Yirish Alo Nizkar Klal Lasur Lespal, they don't mention a word about going back and davening Shmoneh Esrei again. So where on earth is this coming from? Says the Chavetz Chaim. Elokosvu Kul, and they all write it, Sorach Lino Kedas Rabbeinu Tam. That one should be Noga Rabbeinu Tam. Likro ulehispalo liacher plag amincha. Say kriya shma daven after plag. Vanohagim laacher bekriya shma ubitfila atzeis ogchovim. Mix like yura. If you're there by that minion and you're waiting out for kriya shma and Shmoneh Esrei for later, so then it looks like gaiva. The kavanosom mishum, and their intention is because the parish minatzibur. You are being parish minatzibur. Shekornim ispalon achar plag amincha. Here they are, they're saying Kriya Shema Shmoneh Esrei, and you're being a big Bagaiva, you're waiting till later, because you don't trust in their Zmanim. So then, the Taka looks like you are Rav. The cost of Beis Yosef, the L'inyan Tfila, Yesh Lismo Chalei. When it comes to Shmoneh Esrei, you should rely on the Minyan. Shalom Lifer Shmoneh Tzibur, Ulespal Ilam Imoim Beshoveh. You should daven Marav with the Minyan that's davening after Plag, the Shmoneh Esrei. Aval B'Kriya Shema, Shalarov ha-poskim lo yotzu kodem, says Akhavim. But when it comes to Kriya Shema, you're not yotzi, according to most poskim. Bivadai mutter lo la'acher b'kiyasu asid Akhavim. So you can wait with your Kriya Shema. That's not gaivedik, because most poskim say you're 100% not yotzi now. But you shouldn't wait with your Shmoneh Esrei, because that would be gaivedik, because according to many, you're yotzi right now. V'chein hetim b'darche Moshe. And then he says an amazing thing. U'kefia nira to sofer hu bikan. There's a mistake in the writing of the Ramah over here. V'tzaruch lomer, it means to say, u'miu lo ya'acher. If you look at our Ramah, it says, miu lo ya'achzor v'yispalo. Don't go back and daven. There's no havamin of davening to Shmoneh Esrei, says the Chavetz Chaim. What it means to say is, don't delay your Shmoneh Esrei till later. Lo ya'acher l'yispalo b'layla. V'cheinu be'emes haloshim b'shumas hadashin. If you look at the Shumas Hadashin, that's how he writes it. V'adivri ha-mechaber koyes, going right on the mechaber beautifully. The mechaber said, daven everything earlier, and repeat the Kriya Shema later. So on that, the Rambam is saying that you could even wait for the Kriya Shema for later, but don't wait for the tefillah for later. The kavanoso, and his intention is the afal gadol in kriyas shma im yirtzel lahamtem mikriyas shma berchosel atzitzu golchavim bevadei shapir avid. What the Rambam means to say, even though it would be okay to wait for kriyas shma the brachos for later, because again, then you're relying on most poskim. Kemosha minog beemes bezmanenu aval alko punish shmon esrei yispali matzibur. The shmon esrei you should have with the tzibur. Veim gam yamtem mitfila milsi kiyuera. And if you're going to wait with the tfila, that will look like gaiva. The Esher Oda Haloshen Yasur Shitva Delishnahu. It could be the way this Loshen of Lo Yasur got in there is like by the flow. Umishum Degabe Kriyashma Lefia Minok Shekori Matzibur Kozav Choser. Because by Kriyashma with a Minok is like the Machaber said to say it with the Shia Tzibur, with the Minyan, then you go back and you repeat it. So Noka Gam Hocha Choser. It mentions over here Choser as well. However, Vakavona Shu Rogil Beprishas Yaacher Lehispal Vedoichik. It's doichik a little bit, but says the Chavos Chaim, what the Rambam maybe means is that, of course, you could wait for Kriya Shema for later. That wouldn't look like gaiva, because that's a normal thing to do. Most people can say you're not yotze now. But the Shmone Esrei, you should not delay and wait for later. You should have with the tzibur. And if you want to wait and delay, that will look like gaiva. Unless you are someone that's so choshev that you're rogil but precious for chasidus, so then already it wouldn't look like gaiva for you. You would be allowed to hold off not only on your Kriyas Shema and your brachos, but also on your Shmone Esrei and daven later, and leave off the tzibur that's davening now after plag. That concludes Sif Aleph and Mitzvah Hashem. Tomorrow and the next year, we will do Sif Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.